In Minneapolis, I'm Emily Bright. Brian Laidlaw knows his poetry is just hard.
I love poetry. I stand by poetry. At the same time, I think that it can be a really alienating art form.
Laidlaw writes experimental poetry. His new book is Mirror Maker. It's published by Milkweed in Minneapolis. While Laidlaw's poems may be difficult to decipher, the words in his songs aren't. Yep, Laidlaw is a poet and a singer-songwriter. His new book comes with a free download card for an album of original songs.
This is a tune called One Little Star, and in my mind, it's like a campfire song.
One little star, if the starlight's crisp, could lead me away like a will-o'-the-wisp. Blow a walk with the lamp and talk with the lisp, baby, this I know.
Sometimes people wonder if it's going to be the songs are just, you know, the book set to music, and that's definitely not what this is. None of the poems would work as songs.
If, baby, this I know. So bury me deep in a golden thicket where the sage and the heather grow. All I want is a golden...
The best way to put it is that they all exist in the same sort of imagistic landscape. All of the songs, in my mind's eye, quote-unquote, take place in the range.
By range, he means Iron Range. Laidlaw first came to Minneapolis from San Francisco 10 years ago to pursue a poetry degree from the U, but it was the Iron Range that stole his heart.
That pine forest and those crazy overlooks and the strange stone really drew me in.
After grad school, he stayed. His collaborator on the album is from Hibbing, and if this combination of northern Minnesota, inventive poetry, and folk-infused songs reminds you of someone, it should.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair.
Bob Dylan is a major influence.
The collection has to do with the Iron Range, and specifically it draws on the story that is both true and somewhat mythic of Bob Dylan and his high school sweetheart, Echo Hellstrom.
Once was a true lover man.
When Laidlaw first began writing poetry and songs, he found it really confusing which idea would turn into which.
And then as time went on, my poetics for the page got considerably more strange, so fewer complete sentences, much less rhyme, different uses of repetition. But I take such profound delight in meter and rhyme. More and more, I got my, like, metrical kicks out on the songwriting side.
But the two definitely inspire each other.
Here's a love poem that takes place very far underground. It's called The Place I Love Is Burning. The place I love is burning. The place I love is not burning. None of the places I love are anywhere. A fire so deep in a mine is irrelevant. Under the moon, everything I love is burning or not burning or not is.
The poem continues, weaving a web of repeated words. There's often this idea that poetry is supposed to be fancy and serious, while songwriting is for the masses. That explains why some critics complained when Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Laidlaw is in the pro-Dylan camp.
Of course he's doing the work of literature. He's doing exactly what a literary writer does, which is to digest widely and to synthesize meaningfully. And his work is so ubiquitous that it's touching everyone one way or another.
Laidlaw figures, a great writer is always listening to different sources, always reading, always inviting others to voice their own response, whatever form that takes.
Well, I got this heart via parcel freight.
For KFAI, I'm Emily Bright.
Carry it around until I lay it down like a paperweight.